I don't know, guys. I don't know if I can. That Ultraman Z stuff tired me out. I might need a radiologist to look me over. See if I have any cancer from talking to Ultraman.
That was the worst bit ever.
Oh, I have the worst bit ever, mister. I tried to imitate a Dragon Ball recap talking about Kronos.
That wasn't specifically a Dragon Ball recap. It was just a whodunit murder mystery.
You want to know who I think it was? I think it was Aircaster. I think Aircaster's covering our Kronos.
Holy shit, Ichigar.
What?
Look at Mamoru.
What the fuckity fuck is that?
He evolved!
Well, next episode of Enter the Amazon is going to be interesting. Cue the roll call!
Woo!
We're live!
Zenkai Gan!
Broadcast. Loading.
Connect.
Watching all the anime! Redcaster! Show Raven!
Equipment Wielder, Bluecaster, Kushida's Azeal.
Loyal and Loud, Pinkcaster, Lightred.
Explorer from the Unknown, Yellowcaster, Autogar.
Broadcasting loud and opinionated perspectives across the internet.
Radio Sentai Cast Ranger.
On air!
Welcome everybody to the Rio Sentai Cast Ranger. What the fuck is up? I'm Pinkcaster.
What the fuck is up?
Yeah, I'm
what
tired.
The fuck?
It's fucking currently 12:11 in the morning.
Right.
It's night.
Thanks for breaking the wall.
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay, it's episode 148. As I spill my pop on my phone.
Yeah. Good thing phones are fucking.
And then you dump it on the floor.
It's better than on my phone.
Then I dumped it on the ground.
Yeah, but that's carpet.
It's carpet.
It's gross.
Hey, there's a napkin right here. This is fucking chaos right off the bat.
Anyways, welcome everyone to Radio Sentai Cast Ranger episode 148. We might have something special next week. I don't know yet. I'm currently waiting for a voice to come back.
Okay.
But still, we are here to talk about Kamen Rider X-Aid episode 27, Uchu Sentai Kyuranger episode 10, and for our special feature topic, since this week's X-Aid is Taiga related,
and this episode also just came out, so yeah, we figured we'd jump on it.
We decided to talk about the first part of Kamen Rider Snipes Blu-ray miniseries episode 0.
Yeah.
Which, as it turns out, it has multiple episodes.
That's why I said part 1 of episode 0.
It's episode 0.1. What is this, Kingdom Hearts?
Yes, we'll never get a part 3. We'll get images of a part 3, but 2.8 is like the closest we'll get.
What is it with game companies nowadays and not making the third of a game in their series?
I don't know. Why do people say that they recall games, but then it's okay?
Because third time's the harm.
Ouch.
X-Aid.
Look at Mass Effect 3. Hello!
He's not wrong.
No. I like Mass Effect 3 a lot. Sorry.
X-Aid bumper! So, I'm sure everyone noticed that they started playing the second verse of the opening.
Did they?
Yeah.
It weirded me out.
Of course you didn't notice!
It weirded me out.
I had to go and hedge my bets with saying everyone. You're not everyone.
It's because Gar doesn't care what X says.
No, I legit didn't notice that it was...
Did you actually watch it?
Wait and hear what the purpose?
Yeah, I did. I didn't skip the opening. I just didn't notice.
You are so checked out. You're more checked out than I am, and I just spilled a pop on my phone.
Then again, I was jerking off at the same time. I'm joking.
You're too excited.
Are you feeding the geese?
God damn it.
Who am I, Tom Arnold?
We still gotta finish watching Cheddar Park.
Yes.
So, at the start of the episode, our illustrious new CEO...
lies to the people.
Hey, we don't know it's a lie yet.
No, like, he legit, like, it's disturbing what he says.
Yeah, everyone's not dead. It's part of the game.
Oh, yeah.
If you win, they all come back.
Look at me. I can be one of them, too. Woo!
No, but then, of all people that are actually shocked about this, Emu's the one that drops the cup.
Everyone does. Like, Taiga and Nico are, like, watching the announcement with popcorn and drinks, and, like, they spill their shit, and Emu actually drops his cup on the table.
Yeah, he's like, probably in his head, I can bring back Kyuria?
Well, I don't think it goes that far. I think the idea is only people who died playing Chronicle.
Again, but then there's my theory of, like, there is, like, a digital world where all the dead people are.
That was a theory I mentioned some time ago, where, like Kyuria and Dan have been, like, quote-unquote, coming back in all these side specials that we've been hearing about. So it's not entirely out of the realm of possibility that, as I mentioned some time ago, they're not game-overing, they're just being, like, stored in the game world.
Yeah.
So
it's like... It's like
agreement! How... So it's not entirely impossible that what Ren's saying is true.
I can't believe I'm saying this. It's kind of like how in Beast Machines, when Megatron had all the sparks of Cybertron locked up in a safe, where each individual safe had one spark in it.
Or, to make a more apt reference, it's like Dot Hack, where everyone who got data drained and put into a coma was saved once they killed all the bosses.
Oh, so it's not like Sword Art Online, where you die in the game, you die for real?
No.
What?
Sword Art wishes they were Dot Hack.
What?
So, the feature of this episode is obviously Ride Player Nico.
Yeah, which...
Holy shit.
Eh.
Did you all notice, like I did, that when she henshined, did she Kyoryuger dance?
Yeah.
Well, she kinda...
It's very close.
She lazy-esque it. Lazy.
I love it. My favorite part was immediately after she transformed, she just immediately was like, sticker! Hat! Backpack! And then you just see, like, she clearly put on, like, a full baseball cap, but then you just only see the lid of the hat.
No, yeah, it's, like, attached to the front of her helmet.
Immediately after she does that to her rider form, she no longer has any of those things in her human form.
Yeah.
Yeah, but when she transforms again, she has them.
Yeah, like
they're, yeah, they're now part. They are now part of the suit, not her person.
Yeah,
that is. Although, I saw it and I was like, "Oh, hi there."
Although we do see her like using her backpack when she's hanging out in CR because she pulls her like Genmu boy out of it. That's what I've been calling that thing. But yeah, so I thought it was really interesting that the suit like remembers her cosmetic mods to the suit. It seems to be like a built-in feature.
Hope we get to see other ride players kind of do customs.
Yeah, that'd be neat.
That'd be cool.
I'm kind of not a fan of having the backpack on the suit, but the hat and the sticker, like, perfect. I like it.
Yeah.
At this point, I'm surprised she didn't bust out a can of paint.
She like fought some turkey heads and like fought the like little mini cars.
Absolutely
and like bumped them out
up
of the way.
Turkey heads.
And then she did like this awesome rider kick, which was fucking
Nico
cool.
Critical kick.
And dummied the living shit out of a boss.
When she was fighting the minions, you could tell like when they're on like those
the
animal cars things, they were that was sped up.
Oh, absolutely.
So I just want to be on set that day, just going.
Just watching them just like slowly zoom around each other.
Yeah, it's like, or like just be a bystander walking by and be like, man, Kamen Rider's gotten weird.
Eh? And then, because she beat Reval or whatever, she got a Gashit trophy. And it was like a little miniature version of Bang Bang Shooting.
Lane, we're Canadians. It's called a stubby.
What the fuck is that?
Raven gets it.
God damn it, Carl.
I don't get it.
Do you want to explain it?
No, you go for it.
Okay. So, imagine a beer bottle.
Do I have to?
Kinda.
Okay, imagine a pop bottle.
Oh, yeah. Okay, imagine... Yeah. Just imagine, like, an average bottle. Shrink it down.
Oh!
And it's a stubby.
Oh. I know those pops exist.
You mean the chubbies?
Yeah, the chubbies.
They're called chubbies.
That's what they're called.
No, stubbies.
Yeah, no.
You're buying the wrong brand,
Car! The beer equivalent is a stubby.
Oh.
And then chubby named themselves that because...
Oh!
And there you go!
Clever girl!
You guys never watched Great White North, did you?
No.
Also, I don't drink.
That too. Subbies don't exist anymore.
But yeah, so it's like a version of the Bang Bang Shooting Gadget, but like the data cartridge is like a third of the length. And it's called a clear emblem. I really fucking hope that she can like spawn the Magnum with it.
Premium Bandai exclusives. Stubby Gashats.
We actually are getting Gashapon of those Gashat trophies.
Cool.
Are we?
Yes.
Do we have images?
No, but Toku Collectibles made a posting that they're releasing it.
Oh god, could you imagine one for Dragonite Hunter? Just
it's interesting to note that these are only given to ride players who win, because the common riders have been killing all the bugsters up till now.
Oh yeah, because they're rare characters. They don't need the stubbies, they got the exclusive weapons.
These are the guys you gotta pay actual money to summon.
It's sort of like a
premium game. So yeah. Like I'm saying, I hope that even if it doesn't, my thought on this process was, why doesn't Taiga just like give Nico bang bang shooting and jet combat so she has some decent weaponry? It's not like he's using them these days.
Yeah, I mean, but that's the thing. Taiga doesn't want her
to
fight.
I mean after this episode.
I mean he might.
He could.
That would be awesome. Because then Nico could be not that she's not now, but she could actually be a decent force in the show.
Yeah. It was interesting, though, like, immediately when she got, she transformed or whatever like that, and she fought, she immediately got game disease again. And then she was getting stressed over the fact that she couldn't keep playing, and so she got, like, upset.
Yeah.
What about...
George wants to hold the exit figure that was just very, very close to Lane's dick.
Yeah. Put everything I love on my dick.
Guys, he can't jerk off.
Okay, get it! Stop it!
Was anyone else weirded out that the person to give Taiga the business about hiding their emotions was Hiro?
You know, the guy who is...
The guy who's a specialist in hiding emotion.
Mm-hmm. Hey, dude, you can't do that. That's my thing.
Yeah, like, it was interesting seeing, like, Taiga, like, storm the fuck out of the room, and then just Hiro immediately just, like, fucking walked out with him.
No.
And just, like, approached him. He's like, what the fuck is your deal, man? Right. I'm like,
this
whoa.
Is fucking bullshit. I got him. Taiga.
Kind of fuck off.
Fuck.
But yeah, it was really, really great seeing Taiga and Nico, like, tear into each other for, like, their flaws. She's like, okay, why don't you care about me? Why don't you let me do what I do? Like, you always keep calling me your doctor and such, and he just comes back and are like, why are you making me care about you? You're the one who stormed into my place and started trying to give me orders. And it was really great to see them finally hash that shit out.
Just yeah. Kiss already.
That's what the fandom's saying.
Oh, but like, no.
Just, no. To quote Phineas and Ferb, don't just stand there. Kiss her!
Shoot her!
Bang! Bang! Shooting!
I've been making that joke like fucking the past like 3 episodes.
Well, it's better than the freaking. But it's got a new insert this one. Gimme, gimme, gimme.
But she's got a new hat!
Damn it!
Whoa, gimme, gimme, gimme!
The discussion between Poppy and Pallad about humans actually made it click in my head why this whole series works. When we first heard about this, it was really weird that we have a series about video games and doctors. But now it all makes sense. Humans only have one life. And to protect those lives, we have doctors.
Yep.
That's why the healthcare industry prospers. To protect the no-continue life existence of humanity.
Well, Pallad's like, I can revive as much as I want. That's great.
I know, right?
And Gar's like, and best writer show ever.
I would say it's like right up Gaim's ass.
It's literally just underneath Gaim.
Give it a 6.
Out of 5.
Well, wait till the show's done. They might pull something that you'll just be like...
Oh, you mean like how people are like, oh, Dan's already best writer, even though it was only like 9 episodes in.
So...
That was me.
I really... really hate myself for pointing this out, but there was one scene where Ren was talking to Taiga about Nico, and as he says her name, he does this little pose with his hands, and all the Love Live fans probably started swinging.
Yeah.
Nico.
And I read it on the fucking notes and went, God damn it, Itchy.
I really have a distaste for that show for personal reasons, but I had to point it out because I am a man of the news.
I am so lost.
There's a character in a show called Love Live, which is about
her name is
idols.
Nico.
Her name is Nico, and she dances around saying Nico, Nico, Ni, and making that hand pose. Yeah, that. Yeah.
Yeah,
when, that. When Ren said her name, he was doing that pose with his fingers. Yeah, I also wanted to shoot myself.
Could be worse. It could be freaking, what's it called? Steins Gate with...
It reminds me of like a meme vine that I saw where it's like the clip of the girl going like, nika, 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 and then like another person joins in, and then they just take the villain from Far Cry 3, shut the fuck up!
No, and Arnold Schwarzenegger from
Shut Thunder up! No, that was with the first Yosha Lucky count for the first episode.
No, Herpeters...
Hey, I haven't said that in a while.
I loved seeing Ren just like when Taiga gets literally all up in his business, Ren just straight up shoots fire at him.
It's like, you're a bugster, aren't you?
Oh, shit!
Also, he transforms using the bug visor, which was awesome, but then when he transforms into his bugster form, you clearly do not see it at all on his arm.
He absorbed it.
Well, I mean, Graphite didn't have it on his arm.
Also, all the fucking times... where they were, like, all three riders or whatever were just getting, like, thrown into the water and just, like, I'm thinking, like, the gamer driver's like a console. They're getting their console sweat!
No, I'm just thinking of, like, how this would be, like, a funny behind-the-scenes look. It's like, hey, you getting out of the water? Nah. Just lays down in the water. Just relaxes. It's like, dude, aren't you cold? Nah, man. I'm chill.
No, and then I'm just, like, seeing Nico, like, all wet and... just like in that skirt, and I'm like,
and she's just like crouched in the water.
Yeah, and I'm like,
you legit gave
God, I hope you're legal.
No,
you're not. She's 18. No,
sure. You legit gave me shivers.
Shibididoo.
You know what's funny? There was actually an episode of Decade where I remember apparently there's a scene where like Natsumi like ran up to Tsukasa after like a fight, and for like a split second you can see like her skirt like fly up and see like her underwear for a second, and I was like, oh, there you go.
Oh yes, this will do nicely.
That's me.
I just love how like the rest of the episode just takes place in the water. They never get out of the water. They just like sit around Nico, in the water.
Yeah, Hiro and Emu are just sitting standing there like, holy fuck.
And Nico like pushes Emu like into the water at least twice, maybe three times.
And then like Tigus talking to Nico, I can just see Hiro and Emu. This is getting dark. All right, this is getting serious. Yeah, I have a splash fight over there.
Yeah. Hey! No. My thing at the end of the episode is like, what the fuck just happened? I don't know. Can we get out of this fucking fountain now? Yes.
Let's go.
Let's do that.
No. It would have been funny if Hiro and Emu, as they're walking up, just slip back into the water, face first.
At least Emu.
Oh yeah, and then fucking Loverica or whatever, Loverica.
Loverica.
Yeah, Loverica. Has like made turkey heads, and then one of them like slapped Exe. Yeah. It's like slap me,
and they attack him with like bump butt butt
butt bump shots.
The CEO's Bugster's name
is Loverica.
Is Loverica?
We talked about this a while ago when he was showing the scans.
Loverica.
Yeah. What weirds me out about his monster, his Bugster form is like his eyes are like fucking like shut constantly and super weird.
It's because he's supposed to be seen as cunning and smart and crafty.
He's like,
But by far the worst thing about the design is just the bouquet of flowers
just
jutting out of his neck like a fucking mutation.
I'm sorry, but just his voice does not work with that design.
I think it worked.
It did. It's just not Ren's voice.
Yeah.
Like his actor's. Because he has his voice from the actual actor. And then, like, his Bugster voice. Because it's like his seductive voice.
Yeah. So he explains Tokimeki Crisis is a dating game. And here we see the interesting mechanics of another game that's not necessarily combat-focused, just like Juju Burger. Mm-hmm. So every attack that the riders make on him is a miss. Or when Snipe shoots at him, it gets reflected.
It's not a miss, it's a miss!
Miss! Miss!
So I was confused, like, is it because he's a higher level than
the No, it's because he is... The only way to defeat his game is not with violence.
It's with dating!
Not specifically...
Feelings.
No. The way to defeat him is with rejection.
Yeah, oh yeah, no, that whole thing
because
where...
Because the only thing that does
That
damage.
Thing where Nico called him lame and he took damage.
Yep.
Just...
He was just instantly defeated.
Yep.
Bugsters aren't supposed to fight. Not like this.
Not like this!
Oh, God.
But between we get some really interesting dialogue out of Taiga.
Before we get to that, I just want to talk about one scene of Taiga.
Uh huh.
Before they go into the whole water thing, where Taiga's all alone, having flashbacks, he hears, like, his scout thing, whatever it's called, the CR.
The game scope?
Yeah, like, he hears the game scope go off. He's ready to fucking
He's about, he almost, like, chucks it.
You know what? Check this!
Diagnose this, bitches!
You know what? Game this!
No. I have a new game for you! It's called Catch!
Here, update this!
I'm sick of your shit! Oh, wait, I need that.
Sick of your shit! And then I'm pretty sure they like, made him blast off again, which is funny.
Oh, yeah, I love Rika when Nico rejects him.
He's like, oh!
But then he, like, he falls back in, like, in human form, in his suit, into the water.
Yeah.
And he gets all Jimmy Russell'd.
He's my suit's all wet.
You say you hate me, but hate is part of love. No. People love what they hate. Ha-ha, I got you. Poof.
No, here's the thing. That I have to question. He complains about his suit.
Yep.
He's a bugster.
Yep. But he's a bugster from the data of a dating sim, so he's absorbed the personality of a smooth talker.
But he doesn't change his outfit. Can't he just, like, reprogram his tux to always be perfect?
I don't know. He was just
the normal outfit his human form decided to wear.
Can bugsters wear clothes?
Yes, does.
Graphite does.
But are you sure? Is that not just data that's like turned, that
Who
looks like
Who the fuck knows?
It's just data! Just fucking Haseo.
But yeah, so Taiga gives an interesting speech where we learn a little bit more about his motivations.
I'll always be your doctor.
Not just that, but like, earlier Nico called him out with like, oh, why do you want all the gadgets? Why are you the only one who needs to be a rider? Blah, blah, blah.
Because I have no future.
Yeah, Taiga has nothing to lose, so he should be the only one to fight.
I've lost everything.
And he wants to protect Nico and everyone else who still has a potential future. And I thought it was a really warm and moving speech and motivation.
I'm not crying, you're crying.
We've had some peeks into that motivation of his earlier, and between this and what we see in Snipe Episode Zero, I'm pretty confident in saying Taiga is the best character in the show.
Taiga has
like not necessarily best writer or like even strongest or my favorite, but
he's gone through
best
shit.
Human character.
Yeah, I really liked when he said like I was like happy when you said that I was your doctor, and I'm just like I'm an unlicensed doctor, and I'm like aww.
So he was like, you know what? If you'll be stressed out by not playing games, then fine. Keep playing your games, but stay by my side, because no matter how many times you get game disease, I will cure you.
And I'm like, oh.
Stand by me.
Just cue the fucking,
oh, darling, oh. Darling, stand by me. Oh, stand by me.
It would have been hilarious if they did, because that would have been like the third media that had that song in it this year.
You gotta take the Stand By Me movie cover and put the X-Aid Riders over it.
I don't have time to do a music video.
No, not a music video. Just like take the poster of the movie and Photoshop the rider faces on them.
Someone do that. I'm tired.
Okay. But yeah, that just, I just love how just the water was this.
So next week we go from Taiga Nico ship to Emu Poppy ship. Apparently everyone's shipping Emu and Poppy.
It'll probably be the episode where they free Poppy.
Yeah, because like she's like, I saw a picture where she's like on the ground with Emu and she's like, "What am I?"
You just, guys, Emu does have a thing. You know, it's not like he has a good shot where he could, you know, just reprogram her or something to make her good.
He'll probably
again.
End up doing that.
That, you know.
Well, yeah, like, you could.
No, but he's trying the stereotypical, oh, I'm going to try to make her remember it herself on her own first.
Treat her like a person instead of overwriting her data.
Yeah.
That type of thing.
Also, I finally figured out why they were in the water.
Why?
Think of it. What is water?
A liquid.
Well,
liquid!
Well, besides a liquid. It's a flow of emotions. So basically, Taiga is going through emotion.
You are reaching way up the ass of your own metaphor.
Maybe they just
hashtag
want
Toronto
Film
School.
They just want an excuse for all the characters to be wet. I don't know.
That too.
Well, no, it's just, you know, like he's going, he's He has to go with the flow of things now.
Sure.
I can't even process this.
Yosha
right now.
Lucky?
All so right. In this week's episode of Kamen Rider
Well, before Deno. That, in terms of other items, since I bought a ton of, or I'm buying a lot of the Key Ranger stuff, like, next month, I got a free Pegasus Kitama, and it's fucking awesome.
Lucky you.
I'm sorry.
Updating our Yosha Lucky count, there were 3 this week, bringing our total count to 45.
So, yeah, this episode is the debut of Koguma Sky Blue, and...
He's adorable!
Yeah, he's adorable.
Okay, this is the Kamen Rider Deno episode.
Okay, so let's see.
Guys, he's the new Sky Blue Ranger. Isn't this great or what?
Okay, so let's see.
Kick you right in the
so we've had... we've had Kiba Ranger. O-Ring? No,
King Ranger.
And, yeah, Koguma Sky Blue?
What other Kid Rangers have there been? Post in the comments.
Jetman, if you want to count a teenager, or the Tokugers.
There you go.
Oh, yeah! Of course! I fucking forget about my favorite Sentai. They're all kids!
Well, I forgot because I don't care!
Except for Akira, because he's the imaginary friend in that situation.
That is dark and twisted, like the Kid in the Boss Baby.
What the fuck is this I just found?
What? What did you just find?
Apparently there's a Filipino movie called Super Ranger Kids.
What the fuck?
What?
We need to find this and watch it!
Oh, no.
So yeah. Sho Lanpo does the recap this week, and...
Yo,
I'm
Sho Lanpo.
And it starts with an immediate Morai Mars fight, because Mothma is... It's one of those episodes where the monster survives for most of the episode.
It's funny. I just found out about this... animated YouTube channel, something one at, I can't remember, hang on.
Good job. So, we start off with Kyureno in a really weird, like, mix-up of the combination, and then they just arbitrarily switch back to what they normally do for the Hisatsu.
So what was the point?
To show off the combinations!
The Odd Ones Out, basically that YouTube channel, and I legit just watched, before I watched Q-Ranger today, I watched his video about his pet moth. So it's like, oh, look, it's a moth.
He grew up.
Yeah, he grew up, not got eaten by a bird.
So we get to see several times in the episode the Ryoken Kutama, which is Canis. First Kotaro attempts to transform using it, and then Lucky uses it later to sniff out the monster because it's a dog.
Oh, God, this Filipino Power Rangers series.
Oh, wait, sorry.
I don't want
to. Yeah, I love how Kotaro's like,
he's so focused on being a ranger.
If it's supposed to be Q Rangers in 9, how come the dragon guy gets to be one and not me? Because I'm a very good boy.
No, you're not.
No, you're not.
Oh, okay. So, question. How did your boss die again? Yeah.
It's like, let's turn this back on Kotaro. You're not a good boy. Where the fuck is your little brother right now?
I was honestly expecting him to go dark, be like, he died.
But seriously, he's even shown in a flashback, but no one addresses where the fuck he is. Do they have parents? Are they dead? Does he have some sort of legal guardian? No one has addressed this.
Where are your parents? Who the fuck are your parents? I'm gonna call Child Protective Services.
It's time to stop.
Also, let's talk about the fact that the Q-Rangers evidently had spare blasters lying around.
No. Okay, I'm going to have an explanation for that.
Because they're actual guns?
No.
You know,
so,
aside from the one Sholampo was using in the previous episode, before he got his transformation?
He has a... They're legit guns.
No!
He pulled one of the fucking Q... Oh, no, he pulled out the actual, like, transformation weapon, didn't he?
He never had an additional...
No, he had the Q shots.
Yeah, that.
But
yeah,
no. Okay, my explanation is the Kutama is the, like, the power, the source of the power that the Q Rangers use. It's just the Seiza Blaster is a device that lets them harness and use that power. So they can be mass-produced. You could consider them to be, like, an official, like, thing of the Rebellion or something. It's like... I like to think that Q's a weapon is also, like... the weapon of the Rebellion.
So it's like in Dinosaur King, Or at the Rocks.
Are you referencing Dinosaur King?
Maybe.
Wow.
Don't
question me.
Fox call.
Wrong theme, sorry.
They want your virginity.
No, Shaman King.
Good job, Lane.
The Fox Box now.
What's inside the Fox Box?
Anyways,
look inside Fox Box.
You know, I'm not even going to continue with that situation.
Good choice!
anyways.
So Naga got quote-unquote attacked, but I immediately...
Seize the attack!
The second you see the shattered mirror, I immediately picked up on it. He knocked himself out while smiling, didn't he? And it turned out to be more complicated than that because he was standing on a stool for some fucking stupid-ass reason and slipped off it like an idiot!
You know what this reminds me of? No beer, no TV, make homework, go something, something.
Go crazy?
Don't mind if I do! He grabs the axe, starts going up the stairs, sees himself in the mirror, screams and passes out.
Yeah, no! And falls down the stairs!
Naga was like doing his like everyday like...
That's actually good!
No, but he was doing like his everyday smile practice or whatever. And
which is...
Okay. Creepy! No! His smiles are fucking creepy!
I just like that he has a hand mirror and he just holds it up to practice smiling in it. Are there no bathrooms on the Orion?
Just show me the girl.
Like, what's next? He's gonna be taking selfies?
Yes.
He's getting ready to make selfies with balance.
Oh, God.
No, it's just one thing I want to bring up with Stinger, which was kind of funny. He's like, why don't you go home? You let me on the ship. Yeah,
you're the one who brought me here, jackass!
Yeah, like,
yeah, because you were in danger. Why are you still here?
Because everyone keeps leaving and leaving him in control of the ship the last two episodes.
It's true. It's like, why am I here?
This is the most dysfunctional band of legendary superheroes ever.
Some rebels.
Okay, well, let me see. We have the luckiest guy in the universe. We have... Double agent asshole Scorpion Man.
We have Knuckles the Echidna. Ultimate Muscle.
Okay, we have an angry
C-3PO. Sanji.
Sailor Moon.
Yeah, Sailor Moon. And Solid Snake.
And Wolfmon.
Oh, and Spock.
And Wolfmon from Digimon Frontier.
Wait a minute, who's Wolfmon?
Ryu.
Oh, okay.
The same voice actor.
It's all led by Trafalgar Law.
That's what I just said.
And they
fly around making a musical
and
band.
And now they have Chihiro, Colorado Amazon's Neo.
Now we have Japanese Justin.
Yeah, so, Raven, interesting fact. We found out that Kotaro's actor fairly plays young Amazon Neo in Colorado Amazon.
So there's,
there's like a flashback of like him,
like bloodied mouth.
Yeah, and like eating his mom or something.
Oh.
I didn't eat my mom.
It's pretty fucked up. Mom nom!
Yeah.
That's gross.
Mom nom nom.
No, just...
And then, yeah, so, like, they do the... Like, Big Bear, like, can possess them or something.
Here's the thing. Shogalapo's boss, who I'm just gonna keep calling him Big Bear.
That's his name.
Big Bear.
Big Bear. Like, her just like a bear. Okay, I got that joke out of the way. We got Big Bear, who apparently is a ghost.
Yeah, like, how did they get his ghost into the Q-tub?
It's never explained, so, like...
Like, what was that, like, a Q-tama he was holding on to when he died? And, like, maybe he's haunting it, or...
Maybe his...
I don't know, he said he couldn't go on to the next life because...
Yeah,
because he wasn't fucking up.
But how does that put him in the Q-tama?
He just did, whatever, fucking cares!
Does that mean all the Q-tama are ghosts of dead guys?
Pegasus.
Yeah, there's Pegasus.
Exactly!
No, but then you have to bring it up, it's like, if you can't go into the afterlife... Well, how come you haven't made yourself presence now? Or why did you just make your presence now? Of all the times, why now?
Because no one bothered to look at the Oguma Q-tama until now. It only activated because it landed in Lucky's Seiza Blaster.
Okay, no, funniest thing, I'm not gonna lie. When it landed into his Seiza Blaster, I'm like, man, talk about Lucky. Oh, wait.
Fuck.
It's like,
but yeah, I love that. So, yeah, why are you a ghost? Because Sho is a little shit.
It's like, I gotta make sure Sho's alright. I'm drunk now.
I don't know how I'm drunk when I'm dead.
oh my god, I'm so drunk, my ghost is drunk.
Alright.
So apparently the plot of the episode is the Mothma monster sprinkled its space dust on Orion through the Voyagers.
I fucking hate this monster.
And caused it to autopilot into the sun.
But here's a retcon that they said. As basically everyone, aside from Lucky and Kotaro, are on the ship, or on the Orion. As they're going towards the sun, everyone's like getting, like, start stripping down from their jackets. You see Raptor, Champ, and Balance. You see Raptor and Balance. That's like, oh, I can't take the heat. Champ's like, we're robots. We don't know heat. And
then, oh, yeah.
Just suddenly.
Oh, yeah, we're fine.
But here's a retcon.
You mean
continuity error.
Yeah.
Balance mentioned he's not a robot.
He is a mechanical life form, which means he's still technically a machine.
Also, okay, wouldn't enough. The heat like make their circuits or inside
eventually, but they won't feel it.
Oh,
yeah.
God.
Okay, I wanted the Power Rangers application to make the I joke.
Just all of a sudden, Balance can't do math.
Just all of a sudden, Champ can't move it. Can't move. And my fucking gears are fried. Shit.
So then,
lands on Garu. Ow.
So then Sho, being the hilarious badass motherfucker that he is, he's like, oh no, Naga was attacked, we gotta find out who did this. I, Detective Sho Longpo, will figure this out. And
it
they're
was
like,
someone in this very room.
One of you is responsible for
it,
like,
could be
piloting
you,
Orion.
Or you, or you.
What about you? Oh, it could be me.
Just, bam, busts out the QLAN. Turn. Oh look, it's mine. It was me!
I did it!
I didn't mean it!
No, who are you, Patrick Starr?
Oh, Sandra.
My god.
I didn't mean it!
And
they all tie him up!
Yeah, they tie him up! It's like, Naga wakes up, it's like, oh yeah, I was just practicing.
Yeah, I slipped off a stool while I was smiling.
Damn it!
But no, and then the joke is that they don't untie Sho Longpo. He's still tied up.
And, like, literally, as they're, like, seconds from burning to death, Sho is just like, okay, fuck it. Fire the Orion cannon. Blow up the sun. We don't have that. Make one.
And it was this very moment. It was this very moment where Ichi and I were watching the episode together, and I just looked over at him and said, this show's amazing. Like, it really
is. That's legit, like, a Keeper Ranger shit. Fire the cannon!
Well,
you don't have one! Do it!
Make one! Oh my god, show! May not be the strongest or most competent, but hands down, this episode has made him the best commander character in Sentai.
Yeah.
Oh my god, I can't. And this is only episode 10!
And meanwhile, Lucky is down on Earth talking to Big Bear about how competent of a commander Sho is. The entire cut back to the Orion, we're all going to die!
It's great.
Shit! Oh, he may be silly and unreliable, but we trust him. We're fucked!
While tied to a chair because he announced himself as the guys.
Guys, can we please just have a bottle episode where they're just on the command base for like the whole episode? And it's not a clip show, they're just sitting all together.
No!
Yes.
To make Q Ranger complete, we need a beach episode.
Oh god.
The beach
episode.
Just Raptor in a bikini somehow.
For whatever reason.
Balances this tanning with oil.
Gar is just like, I don't like the water.
So,
but I like water.
So, you know, we've been talking a lot about Deno this week. I love how when Big Bear possesses Kotaro, it's totally just like an Imagen possessing hairstyle change and all.
Yeah, that's just a Deno reference.
Just, Deno.
And then he does it to Lucky, and I was just like, what?
See, I can do it to you too. Don't fuck with me.
Giggity.
But yeah, then we got to see...
I'm inside a child!
So we get to see the debut... We get to see the debut of Big Star, Koguma Sky Blue.
He's adorable!
Yeah, he's got a little scarf thingy that he can actually use as a weapon.
I just don't like how...
The scarf is his weapon, and I love it.
I love it!
My only complaint is with the morphing sequence with the scarf kind of covers up his face.
No, that's entirely the idea, and I like it.
That he's so short.
Because he's like a little bear, so it's like, oh, the big scarf is covering him.
I have every anime character that's shy.
It's also because, like, the background in his CG sequences is, like, you know, icy, because he's like a polar bear.
I love that helmet, though.
I love how he fucking nails the moth monster with the scarf.
Yeah. No. You know what he reminded me of? Just watching him whip around the fucking scarf with the little weighted things on the end.
Yeah.
I'm just sitting here. It's like that chick from Chunibyo.
Fucking weighted
pigtails.
You're right.
I'm just sitting there like, oh, okay.
The fucking Mothma with those just giant fucking arms that
he has. Oh my gosh. I thought they were like bear arms. I thought that was the point.
And just the two times that like Lucky happened to just run into him. And he's just like, ah, I found you! Oh, shit!
I just love
you're not supposed to be here! How do you keep finding me?
And he just, like, explains, like, ha-ha, unless you defeat me, your friends are all going to fly into the sun! Okay, so I just have to kill you.
Fuck!
Bail!
I didn't mean it!
Okay, I just need to defeat you. Well, I've never seen a Sentai, you know, point out the most obvious thing in its whole entire franchise. Defeat like, the monster, stop
honestly,
the thing.
Honestly, I think that the only time that wasn't a thing was in Ghost, oddly enough.
Yeah.
Again, where it's just that one episode. If I kill that thing, the sky won't be red anymore. Kills the thing, sky's still red. Oh, shit. Well, then I really don't know how to fix it then.
I gotta put this up now.
Yeah. But thank you for pointing out the joke, Ted.
Sorry, I just wanted to hear it.
Ogama Sky Blue.
Where he grows to half the size of a Zord.
Yeah, I was like, that's okay.
I didn't notice with his helmet design that it's meant to be like a roaring bear.
From day one.
That's what all their helmets are designed after their constellations, that's kind of the point.
But yeah, it's like legit no like Megazord fight for the Moth guy. Like besides from the beginning of the episode.
Because the robot he was going to jump into was killed at the start of the episode.
Yeah, but shouldn't he still have his Dokkan thing? Which, you know,
unless, well, I guess he didn't have one.
Unless he's not
governor. He was in the tower thing.
The Moraimars.
Yeah. So when he should have still had like his Daikon.
Maybe he'll come back. Who knows?
It's like, you know what? You only got 5 minutes left. Just kill him.
It's funny too, where like you see like the Orion flying into the sun or whatever, but like the way just the Orion is like shaped as a ship, he just looks like he's like going away into the sun.
I'm gonna punch the sun.
I'm Superman.
Oh God, it is the Superman. It's the Superman pose.
So,
kinda.
So after the day is saved and Kotaro officially joins the crew
by getting a jacket.
He gets a cute little jacket.
It's like,
yeah, Ichi was just like, oh, he's got a little jacket.
And I'm just
so adorable. I don't know.
And just in my head, I'm like, man, where are they getting these jackets?
Who's your tailor? I'd like one.
Do you have one in every size?
Every size and every color.
Just balances is just in the corner.
Also, I never noticed that Kotaro had, like, a different bandana this episode. I was like, was it always red and blue?
You looked it up. It was blue.
Yeah.
It was blue before.
No, it was all red before, He has, like, a red and blue one now.
But, yeah, the big bear's ghost.
It's to symbolize the spirit of his dead brother.
His brother's not dead.
We don't know that.
He probably just gave him some snacks and was like, hey, hide here and watch some Netflix, and I'll be right back.
Go watch some Power Rangers Dino Charge.
Go catch up on your Sentai history while I go fucking actually be one. Alright. Whatever you say, big bro.
Man, there's not a lot of plot to this. It's just a bunch of fighting.
A lot of shit happens next week. Lucky becomes unlucky. Monaco returns, surprising no one. The Kuma Voyager debuts, and we get Ryu Teo.
Here's one thing, though. That was brought up at the end of the episode. The Argo ship.
Right. Their next objective, now that they have, quote-unquote, all the Rangers, For finding now. The legendary Argo ship, which we have no idea what that is.
Apparently, yet. It's something that can defeat Jark Matter, according to Sholampo.
Isn't it fucking Ho Soldier's Sword?
That's what I'm thinking.
I was about to say that that might be the Ho Voyager.
But, like, it's. Guys, it's legit just right there. Right there.
Also, one thing I like to add is fuck, just Shishi Red and Koguma Sky Blue really just. The colors go so well together.
I wonder how they're going to do it with Power Rangers, man. Are they actually going to get another kid?
Blake Foster.
Get Blake. Blake Foster's kid.
If he has a kid.
He does. Jason nothing David Frank's I know kid.
Oh, what, Jenna? Jenna yeah, Frank? No. Nah. She wants to be she wants to be a Pink Ranger someday in a Power Ranger show.
Well, sometimes we don't get what we want.
I know, right? Why? Like, I wanted to audition for Go Busters, but Go Busters got skipped.
On off ends.
That's bullshit.
Feature topic.
No, it's feature topic. Good
job.
No, that's just Dick and Mouth.
No, Dick and Mouth is...
Feature topic.
Kamen Rider Snipe Episode 0, bracket, Episode 1, close bracket. Hey, fuck you!
You didn't like this...
My only complaint... It's too fucking short.
I understand.
It's type Toku Joe.
Yeah, but the Allen specials were like 10, like 12 minutes long.
Oh no, 2 minutes.
Oh no, so was this.
This was like 8 minutes.
It was 10 right. minutes.
Was it only 10 minutes?
It was 10 minutes.
It didn't feel like 10 minutes.
You know why the Allen specials were longer? Because they were good, whereas Ghost was shit.
Oh. But, speaking of which, I never finished Allen.
So, the episode starts with a weird fight between Snipe and Genmu level X, which is really hard to place in the timeline.
I want to say, I want... Bleh, her.
You do that.
Take two. I want to say it takes place before Money...
5 years ago.
No, the fight with Snipe and Genmu.
I'm going to say sometime between episode 12 and 24.
So in other words, not on the DVD set that it was released then.
Exactly, which is really weird. Oh,
watch it. It's really like...
Yeah,
like, everyone here are just sad and stuff, and you see Taiga fighting Genmu in the corner.
Yeah.
It's like, oh yeah, this takes place during this. But then we get to see Snipe's exclusive gadget.
He pulls out Bang Bang Tank.
Where the fuck did that come from?
I'm sure we'll find out in a later episode.
I hope so.
Anyone else notice he didn't actually push the button, but the sound went off anyway?
Yeah, because shit.
Because
continuity.
So, yeah.
The kind of look Genmu gave when he pulled it out gave me a thought. It's another bootleg, isn't it?
I mean, maybe.
It's because he looked, like, not happy to hear that
no,
noise.
No, if it's another bootleg, then that means it's after episode 17 with Juju Burger.
Well, we don't know.
We'll figure out. We'll figure out eventually.
So we get a Snipe version of the opening, which was really cool. Which,
this time, I realized that it was the second version.
Yeah, that. Hooray. That moment where I was like, okay, that's pretty neat that fucking Snipe's there instead of X8. I get it. And then I just hear the lyrics and I'm like, that's new.
You don't want to know that.
Yeah, it's just the second verse. That's just way the fuck different.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, okay.
You said that.
I know. I like it.
The full opening is
It's okay.
It's
mostly unchanged. It just has Snipe at the beginning and at the end.
Well, no, I mean like the actual song, Excite.
It's okay. It's fine.
My problem is that... It just stays flat the whole time. It never really escalates to the next level.
But the funniest part about the opening was right at the end where, like, X-Lake does his, like, fist pose, and then Snipe is just like...
Snipe just walks in, shoves them out of the way,
fuck
and then
you,
he just kind of...
special.
And then just kind of finger guns the fucking screen.
Yeah, I love it.
It's bang.
And then...
Why didn't we get a Brave version of that with the Kamen Rider Brave special?
We don't have the Blu-ray budget.
Plus it was a special from an app.
Do you want me to
make get a laser version in the laser special?
Just the bike.
Runs X8 over.
Yeah, no, just the bike just runs it. No, just, it's like, stops, like, comes to a complete stop, like, come with the back, comes up, and just whacks X8 with the back wheel. Just the bike's just sitting there in the fucking screen.
Cue the speed racer.
Oh, please.
So... The rest of this episode is a flashback to the origins of Hanaya Taiga as a radiologist and how he started working for CIA.
God!
5 years ago, so it's the year, well, let's see here, 2016, so it's year 2011, I think.
So goddamn, it was fucking weird to seeing Taiga be like, courteous and
nice,
happy.
I'm an actual medical professional.
He like cracked an actual like, "Hey, I did something good." Smile. I was like, "Don't do that again."
That's like that's nearing the dead puppy level smile.
No, it's like, what's that noise in the background? Just the TARDIS, and you see future Taiga like, "Fuck off."
I don't like me right now.
So
he is a genius. He's a genius radiologist who not only diagnosed a rare form of cancer, but cured it with a new procedure.
But not only that, he found out...
He fucking discovered the Bugster virus.
And which, that is the reason why he was chosen to be a Kamen Rider.
No, that is the reason he was chosen to be tested to see whether he could be one.
And he passed the actual test with flying colors.
With him his and his buddy.
Yeah, him and his buddy,
Maki Jiro, a pathologist.
I'm going to call him Mark.
No.
Maki.
I'm going to call him Mark.
No.
He was a cool guy, though.
Yeah, he was funny.
I liked him.
He's the...
Hell, he, like, made, like...
I'm very sad that he died a violent, bloody death.
He didn't die. He's in a coma.
No, but it was funny. Like, when Taiga discovered the,
Did you see him in the series?
Yeah.
In the preview, we see him
in... He's not in the main show, which means he's not going to be around after this.
Yeah, but that doesn't mean that he's dead.
Well, we'll see.
He will be.
Oh my god! His name is Maki Jiro. He's hanging out with Jiro from Q-Ranger. You know, off screen.
Sure. No, but when, like, Taiga discovered, like, the little Bugster virus or whatever like that, he, like, Maki just makes this sound, which I'm assuming is what sound Ichi makes when he wakes up in the morning. Just,
Okay.
Yeah, so I'm just assuming that's the sound.
Nah, the sound that Ichi makes in the morning is something that you never want to hear. I've heard it many times.
What, farting?
No, it's not. It's just... I can't think of a sound to describe No, it's more like a bear.
I've gotten so good at that.
Courage is like a bear.
Okay, enough! What's
I don't even know what you're quoting.
Oh, wait a minute.
Is it brother bear?
No. No, that's love like a bear.
So, Maki and Taiga get scouted by CR, and they start doing tests, and then you just see Poppy come in, and she's completely not introduced
like,
herself.
Immediately beforehand, no, she was in the room as Asuna previously, and then just while they're sitting around waiting, comes in as Poppy. Who the fuck are you?
I'm Poppy.
I'm Poppy.
Oh.
No, that's what...
Because as far as she's concerned, she's already been introduced to them. As Asuna, mind you, but they don't fucking know that.
It's like the Justice League finding about Clark Kent. It's like, who are you? It's like, guys, it's me. Who? Takes off glasses. Superman.
So she busts out the VR goggles, which pretty much confirms that the virtual operations special from around when the show started airing are all canon.
Oh, yeah.
If there was any doubt, it has been eradicated. What was interesting, though, is when she sets Taiga up with this system, you see what I can only describe as a Genmu Corporation virtual gaming console, which wasn't in the operation special because they were just plugging the caches into the equipment on the side of the bed before.
Yep.
So I guess...
Like a toaster.
If anyone was wondering what kind of hardware Genmu Corp puts out for their games, there it is.
It's Ubisoft. Ubisoft.
No, Ubisoft.
Okay.
So, Taiga gets put into the virtual reality world, which looks to be the same alley as the one in the VR in the VO specials.
In which she has the Gashcon Magnum. And it's like, oh, try to fight these guys. It's like, he's a doctor. He doesn't know how to fight. Bang, bang. It's like, how is that even? I'm a radiologist.
Apparently, being a radiologist lends itself to his targeting abilities.
I'm used to targeting small objects.
I mean,
giggity.
I guess.
That's
tenuous of an association that I'll mean, buy
does,
that.
I mean, he does kind of have to aim the radiation for his x-rays at a very specific spot.
Yeah, but then he has time to take it slow.
I mean, I guess, but...
Anyways, that's flimsy enough of a pretext that I'll buy it.
But anyways, Dan shows up. you know, this is before he went batshit dangerous zombie on us.
Looking at the results of this test on a Lenovo tablet, which is not the only Lenovo tablet in this episode. I guess there's our brand deal of the year.
Yeah, it was interesting seeing, Asana explain something to Dan. Like, something, oh, like, the Bugster virus is, like, going out somewhere, and Dan's like, what? Really? Oh, no! Just like, you fucking bullshitter. Like, you're behind all of this.
No, he's like, oh, no, in his head.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Oh, maniacal laugh.
So, Taiga refuses to be sniped because his job as a radiologist is more important to him.
I want to get paid, not be a hero.
Not even that. He wants to help people the way he thinks he can. So Maki is just like, okay, fuck you, I'll do it.
I'll be a writer.
Oh, God, please. Mr. Brown! Him and Mr. Brown team up. Boom. Mr. Brown becomes a ride player.
That'd be cool.
He's official. Brown.
Wouldn't surprise me. He's been an extra in other shows. Like, he was in that one episode of Tokyuger.
And a ninja. Ugh! Why did I say that?
So, Asuna calls Taiga back in because Maki has tried to henshin with the proto-bang-bang bang shooting gadget. And it doesn't go well.
Here, it's like they go down into the room.
Right after he tried to gash
it's fucking disturbing. I'm thinking like, oh, he's just paralyzed. Slow pan down. Like, what are we supposed?
Hey, look at that giant
pool
of blood on the ground.
No, but before that,
pan back up. Mouth completely, like his chin is completely covered in blood.
What's really messed up is before that. Like, we find out that like the bug game disease patient is the girl that he cured the cancer of. Yeah. So then, like, the mother goes up to him and
I
thought you cured her!
I'm acting!
I want my paycheck!
I want my daughter and my paycheck and a caterpillar!
All in the order.
Godzilla is my dad.
But yeah, it's just...
So...
Blood.
Yeah, no,
because
I saw that. I was like, oh...
So, my speculation
is... And the worst part about that is, not only is he, like, bleeding from the mouth, but then he, like, slips in his own blood and falls into the pool of blood.
Well, it's
and it's
puzzle.
Just everywhere! Ah! Like, it wasn't... It wasn't, like, actually, like, scary to watch. It was just the implications.
Yeah, as a imitation doctor for this episode...
I'm not a doctor, but I watched some on TV. Yeah.
I want to say when he put the proto gashat in,
with both hands.
Yeah, with both hands, because he probably does everything with both hands, giggity. It caused his whole entire body to go into an electrical shock, causing internal bleeding.
Yeah.
Owie.
So question is, was Dan probably going to just use these guys as test subjects to make sure that he can
This is what happens
survive?
When you buy a console on launch day, folks.
You get sorted out online.
You never buy a console at launch.
They're just full of parental floss jokes today.
Yeah. And then that was the end of the episode. It's just dead friend.
Maki's down, Taiga's triggered. And next week we get proto snipe.
Not next week, but like right. Whenever
the
next Blu-ray
triggered.
We just need the thumbnail to just be Maki with like the blood on his mouth and just triggered.
Yeah,
more triggered underneath.
And then that's pretty much it.
Yay!
So that wraps up.
We all sucked Snipe's dick today.
Well, I didn't. I at least
Well, do you like Taiga?
I give him, a round of applause for, for actually growing as
a
character.
No regrets.
It's not that he necessarily grew.
Bitch, did you just quote my blog?
Yeah.
I'm gonna fucking kill you later.
It's not necessarily that he grew as a character, it's that we learned about him.
Oh, yeah.
He was always like that, he just didn't show it so much.
What if I just made my own, like, Lightrid's Toku vlogs, but I just copy and pasted your exact same review, but just changed yours name with mine?
Imitation is...
You would hate me so much.
I would legit...
I give Kabuto with no regrets.
Oh, God, what? First time I didn't review Kabuto.
No, you gotta change it slightly. Can I copy your homework? Yeah, but change it slightly. Derpa herps.
No, I just had to put a lot of so yeah and likes and stuff.
Alright, so everyone, thank you for watching, listening, liking, favoriting, sharing, subscribing, and being a fan of Toku in general.
Next week, we were originally going to have a guest. I'll go into it later. But next week, we'll be talking about what we were originally going to talk about for our 150th episode.
What?
Do I really need to explain it?
Yeah.
We'll talk about that later. Anyways, thank you for... I already said that.
Yes.
Check out our primary source of hijinks at castranger.podbean.com. Please check out our Facebook page at facebook.com/rscastranger. Tweet at us at Ixie Studios. And check out our Patreon and consider pledging to help us make the show better for you. And as of the last week or so, we have put open the link to the Cast Ranger Discord. If you go to the Podbean website on the sidebar under the social media platforms, you can now join the Cast Ranger chat Discord server.
And tweet at me for stuff. I like Twitter.
That's not a valid response, Lane, but okay.
Yes, it is.
It's not a response. It's a promotion.
That's not even a word.
It's opinion, not news!
I don't think response means what you think it means.
Good night, everybody. Or, good day. Enjoy your day. I keep forgetting.
Happy National whatever the fuck day.
Happy Earth Day.
Okay, you know what? Quickly, before we end the show.
Is it Earth Day?
I don't know.
What's Monday? Monday is 24th of April.
Who says this is coming out on Monday?
April 24th.
Not Earth Day.
Are you actually looking up what holiday is on April 24th?
Yes, what April 24th
is.
My God. Let's see.
Happy Gatil's Day.
No, hang on. Okay, so... I'm doing this.
This is happening.
So, April 24th, so happy National Pigs in a Blanket Day. And I'm not even joking, it's National Pigs in a Blanket Day.
Oh, dear sweet.
I mean,
God.
I like those.
Wait a minute.
I want you to go find a place that has them.
And apparently today, as of this recording, is National Record Store Day.
Is that the 22nd?
Yeah. National Earth Day, National Girl Scout Leaders Day,
God,
and
just
finally National Jelly Bean Day.
Holy shit, it actually is Earth Day.
It's National Earth Day.
Holy shit.
Holy fuck.
Holy fuck, boy.
I didn't mean it.
The day the Cure Rangers left the Earth, at least when we talked about it.
Thank fuck.
And then tomorrow is apparently National Cherry Cheesecake Day. National Lost Dogs Awareness
Day.
National Picnic Day. National Take a Chance Day. And National Talk Like Shakespeare Day.
And National
Shut the fuck up. Bye, everybody.
This episode of Cast Ranger has been brought to you by the glorious donations of our cast patrons, Oliver Nilsson, Joel Maroney, and Chris Laird. Thanks very much.